Okay, so ready to go deep on this one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so today we're going to really dive deep into some heavy emotional territory.
I love it. Let's go.
Yeah, right. With Silhouette of a Life by 10 Years.
Oh, great song.
So this song, I mean, it's not just like a catchy tune, right? It's really grappling with some pretty profound stuff
It is.
about loss and potential and I don't know, just what it means to be human, you know?
Yeah.
And we've got the lyrics here right in front of us. So we're gonna really kind of unpack why this concept of wingless angels just like hit so hard.
Music, I think, a lot of times acts as this mirror to our own experiences.
Right.
And the song, I think, really captures the raw, visceral emotions that often accompany loss.
Yeah. And right from the start, right, you're just hit with this wave of despair, right? It says, "Forced myself to sleep last night, woke up to all white, saw all the tears and cries, screamed out with no reply." It's like you're jolted awake into this nightmare you can't escape.
It really is, and it's that brutal kind of collision, right, with the reality of loss,
Right.
that sudden disorientation that can just be so overwhelming. And the way, I mean, it even repeats, right? It says screamed out with no reply again,
Right.
almost like it's echoing this psychological concept of
Of what?
repetition compulsion,
Okay.
where we replay a traumatic event
Yeah.
in our minds over and over again, as though we're searching for an answer that might not exist.
Whoa, that's a powerful connection. And then there's this line that's like, "Nirvana dreams were never right when crossing to the other side." Like, what do you think they're getting at with that line?
Well, Nirvana, especially in Buddhist philosophy, refers to this state of liberation, of enlightenment, this ultimate peace.
Yeah.
But here, right, it's suggesting that those Nirvana dreams are somehow wrong. It suggests this jarring disconnect between expectation and reality, maybe even kind of hinting at those stages of grief, right, where denial clashes with the painful truth.
So it's like even our hopes for peace, for resolution, right, can just be completely shattered in the face of loss.
Precisely. And I think the ambiguity of the other side adds another layer as well.
Right.
Like, is it a literal afterlife?
Yeah.
Is it some kind of metaphorical state of being?
Right.
The song leaves that open to interpretation. I think it prompts us to consider what those concepts mean to us personally.
Okay, so then we get to the real kind of the heart of it, right? The wingless angels. Like that image is it's haunting. I don't know, what's the power of that metaphor?
Well, angels and their wings, traditionally represent, aspiration, freedom, this ability to rise above earthly concerns, right?
Yeah.
So to strip them of their wings is to essentially rob them of that potential, that power of transcendence. It creates this image of being grounded, of being tethered, maybe even trapped by
Well,
circumstance.
it's like they're yearning for flight, for escape, but something's holding them back. And then it gets even more intense, right? When you hear that repeated plea, it says, "So tell me why we wingless angels fall. We'll die if our wings don't grow at all." Like what's going on there?
I think that repetition underscores, right, like the urgency, the desperation to understand why this is happening.
Right.
It speaks, I think, to this fear, right, of failing to reach our full potential, of being stuck in this state of falling without ever finding a way to soar.
I mean, I think a lot of us have felt that way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Just totally stuck, powerless, like you're hitting a wall.
Totally. I think it's a universal experience, to feel that sense of limitation, to feel like we're being thwarted in our desires or aspirations. And this song, I think, captures that feeling so poignantly.
It does. And it keeps hammering on that feeling of disorientation, right? With lines like, "Life is always strange, signs lie wondering, mental sodomy. This can't be happening." It's like the speaker's entire world has just been upended.
Exactly. And it underscores, I think, the psychological impact of trauma,
Yeah.
where, the familiar suddenly becomes unfamiliar, and even our own thoughts, right? They feel distorted.
Right. Yeah. So we have this incredibly powerful image of the wingless angel, right? Yearning for flight, for answers, for a way out of this despair. But then the question becomes, right, what does it mean to grow our wings? Who is that even? Like, how do we do that?
Yeah, that's the I think the the real
mystery.
Yeah, the mystery. I think that's where the song opens up this space for reflection, for personal interpretation.
Right.
Is it about, you know, finding our purpose? Is it about overcoming adversity? Is it about discovering this inner strength that maybe we didn't know we had?
Right.
You know, it's not a simple answer.
No.
But it suggests, I think, that the potential for growth might actually lie within the struggle itself.
So it's not just about escaping the pain.
Right.
It's about finding your purpose because of the pain.
Exactly.
That's a pretty profound idea.
Indeed. I think the song, it doesn't offer easy answers, but it invites us to consider our own experiences with loss, with limitation, with the potential for growth that I think might lie dormant within us all.
Wow. I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about.
I think so.
I mean, this song is like an emotional puzzle, and maybe figuring out how to grow our wings is part of solving it.
Maybe so.
What do you think?
I think so too.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For joining us.
Of course.
On another deep dive.
Yeah.
We'll catch you next time.
See you later.